Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
On yesterday, our intercessory prayer ministry hosted a prayer explosion. What a powerful time of prayer and intercession. I want to thank all of you who came out and joined us as we prayed collectively for the needs of broken humanity and the needs of the people of God. This morning, I want to piggyback on yesterday's event and talk with you from the subject, the characteristics of a praying church. I want us to look at the early church in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and identify some of the characteristics they demonstrated as the result of being a praying church. First of all, let me define the word characteristic. The Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the word characteristic as a distinguishing trait, quality, or property. Characteristic has also been defined as a feature or quality belonging typically to a person, place, or thing and serving to identify it. I want to suggest to you this morning that the dominant characteristic demonstrated by the early church was the characteristic of prayer. Fervent and earth-shaking prayer. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, we discover that Peter and John, through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, has healed a lame man who never walked. His friends carried him each day to the temple gate called Beautiful to ask for money from those who were entering the temple courtyard. Seeing Peter and John about to enter, the man asked them for some money. They told the brother to look on them. And Peter said to him, "Silver and gold we don't have, but what we have we'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And the Bible says that Peter reached down and grabbed the man by the hand and helped him up. And instantly, somebody say instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. The Bible says the brother jumped to his feet and began to walk. And then he followed Peter and John into the temple court, leaping and praising God. And when the people saw the man walking, saw him leaping and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate. And they were all filled with amazement and wonder at what this brother was doing. When the chief priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees heard what was happening, they were greatly disturbed and came and arrested Peter and John. On the next day, they convened the Jewish Supreme Court and brought Peter and John before them. They asked Peter and John, by what power or what name did you heal this man? And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. And let me say right here that everyone is not happy when you receive your healing. There are some folk who would rather see you bound in your sin rather than being free through the power of Jesus Christ. After testifying about who Jesus was and what he had done, the Jewish leadership threatened Peter and John to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John told them, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to listen to him? You be the judges. But as for us, we cannot help but speak about what we have seen and what we have heard. This brings us up to our selected scriptural text for today. The Bible says that after they further threatened Peter and John, that the Jewish leaders let them go. And once letting them go, where did Peter and John go. The Bible says that they went where the church was meeting. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God that I can go to church. Thank God for the fellowship of other believers. Thank God that the church is there to help me when I am going through some tough times. Is there anybody here watching or listening who thanks God for being able to show up in church? Now, I know in this day and time that we have live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and other media platforms, but there is nothing like being present in the house of the Lord. Am I right about it? The Bible says that they went to be with the church. And check out what happens. When they go to church and begin to testify of what they were told by the Jewish leadership, the Bible says that the church folk raised their voices together in prayer to God. We see that the first thing that the church did was pray. It was a characteristic that they automatically demonstrated. Deacons, no one had to tell them that they needed to pray. They just lifted their voices together and corporately prayed to God. They recognized the power of prayer, and they recognized the necessity of prayer. Check out what they prayed. Sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And I want to suggest to you this morning that a praying church recognizes the sovereignty of God. A church that prays is keenly aware that there is nothing too hard for God. A praying church recognizes that God is the creator of the heavens and earth, and that he is the sustainer of every living thing. How does the Bible say it? The Bible says it like this: the the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. A praying church always recognizes the authority and the majesty of God. A praying church, somebody say a praying church, believes in miracles, signs, and wonders, and testifies that God can do anything. The Bible says that the church prayed for God to give them great boldness in the word. And I want to suggest to you that a praying church is a church who prays that the Lord will use them to preach, teach, and testify of his mighty word. A characteristic of a praying church is boldness to be witnesses of Christ. New Providence and friends, can I ask you a question? When is the last time that you told somebody that Jesus is Lord? When is the last time that you asked God to use you to be a witness to others? Oh. Fred, we have too many coward soldiers amongst us who are not interested in being bold for our Savior. But if you really love Jesus like you say you do, you will ask him to use you to tell his story to others. Can I let y'all in on a secret? It's not the preacher's job only to be witnesses. Oh, come on, y'all. It is the congregation's job to go out and to be witnesses of Christ. Guess what? As I close this message, the Bible says in verse 31 that after the church prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. Somebody say, the place was shaken. And the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. And I stopped by New Providence Baptist Church to say that a praying church will shake some stuff up. That's right. That's right. I want to be a part of a church that is just not what we call a normal church. I want to be a part of a supernatural church who believes in the supernatural and will trust God to shake things up. The Bible says that after they prayed, the place where they were was shaken. And I don't know about you, but I need some things to be shaken out of my life. What, Pastor Wood, do you need shaken out of your life? Sometimes I have doubt.
All right, that's right. That's right, preacher.
That's right, the preacher doubts sometimes. But when I come to church, God can shake my doubts out of me. Sometimes I have fear. I get afraid. But when I come to church, a testimony, a song, a prayer, or the word of God can shake my fears out of me. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, I need to be shaken. Hopelessness needs to be shaken. Lack of trust in God needs to be shaken out of us. Low self-esteem needs to be shaken out of us. Poverty needs to be shaken out of us. Sickness and disease needs to be shaken out of us. Unhealthy habits need to be shaken out of us. Lack of faith needs to be shaken out of us. And I believe that if I hook up with a praying church, that God will shake some stuff out of my life. And God will cause some things to disappear in my life. I don't know about you, but I still believe. Tell your neighbor, I still believe in the power of prayer. Believe that prayer still changes things. I believe that prayer still changes me. I believe that prayer still changes circumstances. I believe in the power of a praying church. And New Providence, it is my prayer as pastor that we will be a church that prays. That people, when they think of New Providence, will think of the characteristic of prayer. And know that, look, if I hook up with them folk, they are a praying church. They still believe in miracles. They still believe in the supernatural power of God. That is why I commend our intercessory prayer ministry. Because on Thursday mornings, on the first, third, and fifth Sunday morning, They are here praying and interceding for New Providence Baptist Church. They're here praying for our community. They're here praying for the pastor. That God will send a relevant word. I thank God for our intercessory prayer ministry. And I am calling on you, New Providence, to come and join our intercessory prayer ministry as they pray for the church. Let me tell you something. When the church corporately prays, things start happening. Things start shaking. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. Ah, thank you, Lord. Go ahead, deacons. The characteristics of a praying church. Have you grown in your prayer life? Are you praying more than, Lord, thank you for this food I'm about to receive, for the nourishing and strengthening of my body? Is your prayer life more than that? Is your prayer life more than, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep? Is your prayer life more than that? Do you set a time every day? Let me just say it like this. Every morning to talk to God before you begin all of your activities for the day? Do you recognize the necessity of having a prayer life? You know what? If you don't have a personal prayer life, you ain't gonna come to intercessory prayer, because you don't see the value, because prayer is not a value in your own life. Anybody in here with me say, Lord, I need to pray more.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. Or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.